This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton named three finalists this morning for the department's vacant deputy chief position. External interviewers chose Captain Diane Bernhard, Lieutenant Shelley Jones, and Sergeant Joel Schluti as the top three candidates. And Chief Burton will pick his deputy within the next few weeks. Although this was a nationwide search, Schluti, who's also the department's spokesperson, says the selection of three internal nominees happened by chance.
I think the great thing about the process was the interviewers were totally external. So those folks didn't have any stake in the police department. And in this case, they just happened to say these three folks are your top three, and they happen to all be internal.
The appointed deputy will be the first female officer to serve in such a high leadership position in the Columbia Police Department. A Southeast Missouri County's collector has resigned as law enforcers investigate nearly $4,000 in missing property tax revenue. The Daily American Republic of Poplar Bluff reports that Jennifer Clark Williams stepped down yesterday from the post she's held since 1999. The newspaper reports that a recently released state audit flagged the allegedly missing money. The collector's office is closed until the county's commissioners decide how to proceed, and the presiding commissioner says a new collector will be appointed by Governor Jay Nixon to serve until the 2014 election. Clark Williams' attorney, Keith French, says his client regrets having to resign, but he says that because of the audit's release and the criminal investigation, Clark Williams feels it's in the public's best interest. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is taking aim at Republican challenger Todd Akin with a new series of TV ads featuring rape survivors upset about Akin's position on emergency contraception. The three ads that began running today feature two women who describe themselves as pro-life, including one who says she's a Republican and another who describes herself as a woman of faith. The ads refer to Akin's August remarks about women having a biological defense against pregnancy in cases of what he called legitimate rape. They also reference a separate August interview in which Akin said he considers the morning after pill to be a form of abortion, which he opposes. Akin has apologized repeatedly for the legitimate rape remark, but has continued to highlight his opposition to abortion. The Missouri State Auditor released a report today on the state's public defender system. One of the findings is that attorneys for poor defendants need to keep better track of the hours they spend on cases. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports.
Public defenders will likely turn away clients in several of their offices this fall because they've exceeded their caseloads. But the state audit found that the system's protocol for deciding what workload is appropriate needs to be revised. Auditor Tom Schweik says public defenders have relied on national standards that are out of date to determine how many cases they should have.
And they recognize what we said was accurate, and they've agreed to implement the recommendations. And one of them was you've got to use actuals in determining whether you're overworked or not. You can't use a 1973 methodology that uses an apples-to-oranges comparison.
Public Defender Director Kat Kelly says they expect to put a new system of tracking cases in place by the end of the year and to update the protocol sometime next year. She says the current protocol will remain in place until then. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Republican Missouri Attorney General candidate Ed Martin is criticizing a campaign contribution received by Democratic incumbent Chris Koster. Today, Martin demanded that Koster return a $10,000 contribution he received in September 2011 from Express Scripts Incorporated. Koster received the money days after touring an Express Scripts facility while on official business. Koster campaign spokesperson Rachel Levine says the meeting and the campaign donation were separate matters from two entirely different trips. She says Martin is seeking to deceive voters with false charges. Martin is an attorney from St. Louis and served as the chief of staff to Republican former Governor Matt Blunt. Koster is seeking a second term as attorney general. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.